10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. It is an age-old question that's been asked of kids. What do you want to be when you grow up? And there are more and more options for kids, especially for teens who are really thinking seriously about the workforce. Junior Achievement, the world's largest organization dedicated to giving young people the knowledge and skills they need to own their economic success, plan for the future, and make smart academic and economic choices, has commissioned a survey, and Jack Kosakowski is with us right now. He's the president and CEO of Junior Achievement USA. Jack, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. My pleasure.
This survey asked teenagers what they want to be when they grow up, what their career ambitions are, and share with us, if you would, some of the highlights.
Yeah, well, thank you, Paul. And we conducted this survey with our partners at Ernst & Young, and a couple things came out that were significant to us. We saw an 8% drop in the number of boys who are interested in careers in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, which is surprising given all the focus there is on STEM. And girls, their interest just remained unchanged at 11%. And again, given that there's been a whole lot of focus on getting more young women into those STEM skills, that was a bit surprising and frankly, a bit disappointing to us.
Why do you think that change occurred? What do you think is at the root of that?
Well, as we dug into the survey, what we found is that these young people are looking for more altruistic outcomes of their employment. They're less motivated by money and even job security. They want to help people. And so on the flip side of that, we've seen a tremendous increase in young people's interest in the medical field and in becoming first responders. So I think on the STEM side, since it's with us to stay, as we talk to employers, what we all need to do, those of us that are helping kids choose their future, is to make a closer connection between those STEM careers and helping people. I mean, right now, when you talk to kids in STEM to get them interested, you talk about coding or you talk about building rockets. And we need to get more into the aspect of how are you actually helping people through those careers.
I think that's one of the things that education seems to be pushing, too, is not just, here's knowledge, but how do you use that knowledge and how do you solve problems with the knowledge that is provided in the classroom?
Yeah, exactly. Another interesting data point was that we asked kids, what skills would you most like to learn to prepare for your dream job? And not surprising, one of those was technology, but the other was relationship building. We've not seen that in past surveys, and we're not quite sure where that's coming from, but you know, there is so much interest, and kids have their heads in devices all the time, that relationship-building aspect of their education is perhaps getting lost somewhere.
These kids, by the way, we're talking about 13 to 17-year-olds, so in a very few years, they're going to be the workforce. They're going to be entering the workforce, and they're eventually going to take over and become the majority of the workforce. So what does that say about the future of our American workforce?
Well, Paul, I'll tell you, again, we work with a lot of employers, and those STEM skills are becoming required in pretty much every area of work. I mean, people in retail need to be able to deal with it. Even if you're working in a warehouse now, you're dealing with robotics. And so we really need to put more focus on that. I think the good side is that these young people are interested in helping people. And so, again, as somebody that's in that line of work of helping kids choose these jobs, we need to do an even better job of getting role models in front of these kids from various fields so that they understand, you know, what is the real outcome of this career that I'm doing.
Talking with Jack Kosakowski, he's the president and CEO of Junior Achievement. Jack, what advice would you have for teenagers as they contemplate their careers?
Well, one of the things that came out of the survey is that these young people want to do things they can be good at. And I think we all know that in order to be good at something, it has to be something that you're good at doing and enjoy. And so we encourage our students to take an inner look at what sorts of things do you enjoy doing, and then how do you tie that into a career? So if a student loves art, loves drawing, how do you make money doing that? You know, one area they may focus on is design. And when it comes to STEM anymore, being proficient at computer design is critical. So finding something that they enjoy doing. And then my advice for parents, we may not realize it, but we are the first source that these kids are going to. 28% of these teens said that their first influence on a career choice is parents. And so, you know, the world has changed, and all of us need to stay up with it. And so I would encourage parents to start doing some research, and they can start right at the J website, j.org, where we can help them understand what are the career demands of the future.
We will take a look at it. Jack, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye.